You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
PG-13 po ang ating topic today, because we want really to give to you the scripture and the context of the scripture so that I could freely preach, no? So hindi po ako mag-a-adjust, kayo po mag-adjust, may kids church po tayo dyan para sa mga anak po natin. Alright, culture today, marami sa kultura natin, no, maraming relationships, they don't last, diba? Kaya nga makita natin, inintroduce ng Facebook yung it's complicated, kasi nga hindi mo maintindihan kung ano yung status ng love life mo, yung status ng relationship mo. Usong-uso yung MU, di ba? Nung high school ako, meron na, no? Pero hindi pa ganun kasikat. No? Nung college ako, lahat naging MU na. Alam nyo yung ibig sabihin ng MU, di ba? Kaya komplikado siya. Misunderstanding, okay? No? Kasi understanding without commitment doesn't make sense. Yung iba naman, pag tinagalog mo yung MU, ibig sabihin nun, matampuhing unggoy, okay? Kaya marami nag-aaway kasi para silang mga matampuhing unggoy. Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, gusto mo saging. Alright. nasa na ba tayo? Now, question. Di ba ngayon, we talk about love all the time. We talk about tolerance, love the world, accept everybody, let's not discriminate. But with all the more we talk about it, the more we see dysfunctional relationships, divorces. You know, we see so many marriages, couples separated, mga flavor of the month, mga adultery that are in headlines today. And it's funny because we love to talk about love and we love to talk about tolerating each other. But most of the time, in the most important relationships that we have, hindi po natin na-apply. Kasi mabilis lang i-Facebook yung mga ganun, no? Pero mahirap i-apply sa buhay. Tama ba? Bilis i-vlog, no? Bilis i-tweet, love each other. Pero pagdating na sa asawa mo, medyo hirap na tayo. Right? Now, ikaw pala, asawa ko, hindi ako hirap, no? So, and we also hear it in the radio, in popular culture, in the movies that we watch where we're advised on okay lang mag-adultery basta hindi ka mahuli. Galing ka lang dapat magtago, okay na yan, at least walang nasasaktan. And all those things that are being talked about with today, usong-uso yung friends with benefits, kakaibiganin kita para mag-sex lang tayo, walang involvement, walang commitment, di ba? We just want to release our sexual pleasures, okay, to each other, at saka yung sexual pressure kung meron man, right? Or yung tinatawag nating casual sex, no? Kaya marami nagcha-chat sa Facebook. At the end of the day, they just want to have sex with the person they're chatting with. And what is the root? No? Pag tinignan mo, no, ano bang ugat nito? What's the fuel of all these practices that is destroying marriages and relationships today? And you know, as we were preparing the message, sabi namin, ang love series parang Valentine's, no? Parehas lang yung storyline. Nagkakagulo at isa lang naman talaga ang pinakaugat kung bakit komplikado ang mga relationships. Right? Alam niyo bakit komplikado ang mga relationship? Alam niyo yung sagot? Bakit? Ano? Ha? Ano? Anong sagot? Hindi niyo alam. Ikaw. Hindi, ikaw ang sagot. Okay. Hindi. You know, it boils down to this word, and the word is selfishness, or idea that marriage is all about me. It's a me marriage. Okay? Kahit pag ikutin mo ang relationship problems, almost all, can I say around 95 to 99% of the problems, that's why things get complicated, is because of our default. On our own, we are very selfish people. Now, this applies to people who have a boyfriend, girlfriend, people who don't want to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. This applies to people na atat na magpakasal, at sa mga taong ayaw na ayaw magpakasal. It applies to married couples. It applies to everyone, right? Our culture today, we've come to a point that we're so selfish that we think that the relationships that I have, I need, you know, I need to be served, you know, my needs need to be met, or else And you know, you fill in the blanks with that, no? And it's the selfishness that's within us. There was an article in New York Times that went viral that was written by Tara Parker Pope. And the title of her article was, "The Happy Marriage is a Me Marriage." Now, she makes an interesting case. She said, the notion that the best marriages are those that bring satisfaction to the individual may seem counterintuitive. After all, isn't marriage supposed to be about putting the relationship first and not yourself? Not anymore, sabi niya. In our generation today, so she's making a case na ang successful and happy marriages today are marriages that are focused on you. It should be a me marriage. And here's what she said. For centuries, marriage was viewed as an economic and social institution, and the emotional and intellectual needs of the spouses were secondary to the survival of the marriage itself. Dati, sobrang sacred ng marriage. Mas importante ang institusyon ng marriage than my feelings. She said, not anymore in this generation. She said, but in modern relationships, okay, people are looking for a partnership and they want partners who make their lives more interesting. Sabi niya, marriage today, marriage used to be about us, but now marriage is all about me. That's why some people, dahil ayaw nilang masaktan, kaya ako sinabi, it applies to everyone, yung mga ayaw ng marriage at talagang tinatakwil ang marriage, what's the reason behind it? It's because I don't want to be hurt. It's because it might be painful for me. At the root of it is actually still selfishness. Diba? Ang problema, kahit na itakwil mo yan, maghahanap ka ng iba eh. You'll go looking for it and some look for it in their pets, in their fish, in their hobbies. Kaya makita mo ngayon, diba? May aso ka, parang boyfriend mo yung aso mo, dinadamitan mo, ini-spa mo, lahat. Kasi nga, gusto mong may magmahal sa'yo na pag-uwi mo, tumatahol. Diba? At one way, yung relationship, how the dog could serve me or how this hobby can serve me or how my in the workplace I find such satisfaction because, you know, they love me there. But when I go home, I feel hurt. That's why I don't want to love anymore. All boils down to what's in our heart. And that's our prayer today, na ma-expose talaga kung ano nasa puso natin. Kasi itong preaching ko ngayon, actually, pinipreach ko rin to sa sarili ko. Kailangan ko to i-preach sa salamin. Na ang my one of my biggest problem is my selfish heart. Now, we'll look at Samson and Delilah. I think this is the classic story of how two selfish people, okay, can make things so complicated when it comes to love life and marriage. In Judges 16 verse 1, okay, now background about Samson. Alam ko si Samson, kilala niyo, mahabang buhok, malakas, and everything. Right? Rakista. But more than that, Samson was actually a judge. So in modern times, Samson was actually like working for the church in a way. He was considered a man of God. And so at this time, si Samson, when he was born also, he was a Nazarite. Ibig sabihin, may vow ang mga Nazarite na hindi sila magpapagupit, hindi sila inom ng alak, they won't touch unclean things. So sila yung mga talagang parang the holy of the holies. Kumbaga, right? Parang pag Nazarite ka, iba ka, angat ka sa iba. Now, we start in Judges 16. This was the second half of Samson's life. That means, nandito na tayo sa kalate. And interestingly, on the second half of Samson's life, wala na pong mention na dumarating yung spirit ni Lord sa kanya. Kasi pag binasa mo yung kwento ni Samson, yung first half, maraming phrases doon, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and then he had supernatural strength. But now in the second half, walang nangyaring ganito. Parang nawala yung Spirit ni Lord. And we'll look at it today. Now we start in verse 1, it says, Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a prostitute, and he went into her. The Gazites were told, Samson has come here in the morning, then we will kill him. And they surrounded the place and set an ambush for him. And all night at the gate of the city, they kept quiet all night saying, let us wait till the light of the morning, then we will kill him. Right? So, Ang nangyari dito, si Samson, a man of God, a supposedly a man of God, was walking and he was going to Gaza. Then he saw a prostitute. And the scripture tells us that Samson went into her. In short, they had sex. Right? Now, iba po yung term na ginagamit ng Bible pag nakipag-sex ka na outside the covenant of God. Kaya sabi dito, Samson went into her. Okay? So, pumasok lang daw si Samson sa kanya. There was nothing else involved. In short, this was a violation of how God designed sex and marriage to be. Diba? Iba yung description mamaya kay Delilah dito sa prostitute na nakita niya. No? So makita mo dito, kahit nga ito, man of God na to, ah, nagsaserve to sa simbahan, salduhan to sa church, he was actually very far from God at this point. His heart was so callous na nung may nakita siyang babae, sabi niya, gusto ko yung babae na yan. In fact, yung unang babaeng na-encounter niya, yung naging asawa niya, sabi niya, gusto ko yan. Sabi ng parents niya, hindi pwede. Sabi niya, no, get her for me. Inutusan pa yung magulang, kunin mo. Type ko yan. Sayangan na yan. Diba? And naging komplikado yung first relationship niya, tapos namatay yung asawa niya. No? This was the second woman, and now the third woman would be Delilah. Now, you look at this, and you might think, wow, Old Testament, may ganun na pala, no? Casual sex, wala lang, walang feelings, gusto ko lang, sex tayo. Bayaran kita. Diba? And you see, it's been there all along. Right? So don't think it's a new invention. It's a modern thing that we do. It's a modern culture. Kaya hindi ako naniwala pag sinasabi nila, kayo mga Christian, backwards kayo. Oh, hindi oh. Kung backwards kami, ganun din. Diba? It's the same. Alright? It's the same things that we face and the same temptations that we have. Now, I do want to make a comment about casual sex. Kasi ang dami nang ganun ngayon. Lalo na sa mga singles ngayon, no? And not just in college, but a lot of working singles today. We, a lot, engage in casual sex and they think it's okay. Kasi wala namang ano, wala namang, di ba? Happy-happy lang, okay lang, wala naman. Di naman kita love, casual sex lang tayo. No, you can't say, let's have sex and not love. To say that you can have sex without feelings and love is actually your damnation. Bakit? Ibig sabihin yan, you've come to a point na kaya mo mag-sex na walang emotion dahil tingin mo sa tao, object. Gamitin kita. Parang laruan. Walang emotion. Nothing, no involvement. Ha? Let's just have sex. Right? Now, again, sa, di ba, human dignity yan eh. Honor ng isang tao yan. Diba? And so when your mindset is like that, what you're actually saying is that, no, they're just object. I'm just an object. We can actually use each other. Okay? And then if we're fed up with each other, let's find another one. Diba? And usong-uso sa generation natin today yan. No? So it means, dapat ang sex, ang tingin natin sa sex, hindi casual, sacred yan. Kaya nga dinisign ni Lord yung sex in the context of marriage. Gusto niya, pagdating sa sex, isa lang ang sex partner mo for the rest of your life. And it happens in the context of marriage. So the only sex partner you can actually have is your spouse. Now, dahil ba killjoy si Lord? Hindi. Let me explain to you why. Right? Sabi ni C.S. Lewis, to love at all is to be vulnerable. Ibig sabihin, pag ako umibig, kailangan bubuksan ko lahat. Hindi lang physical, emotional, spiritual. I'm becoming vulnerable to you. Now, love anything in your heart will be wrong and possibly broken. Pag umibig ka, pwedeng masaktan. Alright? If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Right? Don't even have pets. Right? Just go lock yourself in the room, play PS3. Okay? Or do something, sleep. Okay? Forever. But don't love or else you might get hurt. Right? Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your what? Selfishness. Pag sinasabi mong ayaw ko magmahal, ayaw ko magpakasal, maybe one of the root causes is actually selfishness. Dahil iniisip mo lang ulit sarili mo dahil ayaw mo kang masaktan. So whether gusto mo magpakasal at gustong-gusto mo or ayaw na ayaw mo, it goes back to our heart, what's in our heart, which is selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. Kaya ako sinasabi, pag nag-sex ka, dapat may love. Dahil binuksan mo na lahat. Binigay mo lahat. Hindi pwedeng ibigay ang lahat na walang emotions. So, hindi po cosmic killjoy si Lord. Sinasabi ni Lord, gusto ko ma-enjoy mo. Alam mo, ako, total vulnerability sa misis ko. Now, sa 4 p.m. service, hindi ako total vulnerability. Okay, marami pa akong tinatago sa inyo at hindi ko i-share sa inyo. Okay? Kasi hindi niyo ako mister. Okay? But when it comes to my wife, because I've loved her as Christ loved the church and she loves me as Christ loves the church, we can be vulnerable to each other. In short, we can be naked not just physically but emotionally and spiritually just like Adam and Eve in the beginning. I've given it all that I have. That's why when you give to someone, napansin niyo mga girls, singles, pag merong gusto makipag-sex sa'yo, anong tama nila? They try to hit your heart. Right? They want you to be vulnerable. They never mention a part of your body. Ang ganda ng ilong mo, sex tayo. Hindi. Haba ng legs mo, sex. No. What they say is, I promise to love you and I'll marry you. Let's have sex if you actually love me. You see, they go to the heart. You don't go to the body. My wife never goes to my body. No, she does. I don't know why. Right? In fact, when we talk about it, sometimes I would say, "Pwedeng minsan mag-usap lang tayo." Nela ko lang. All right, but right. So, nawala tuloy ko. To love is to be vulnerable. Okay? Ibig sabihin, kailangan vulnerable ako. Now, kaya nga pagpatalon ka ng patalon from one relationship to the other and having multiple sex partners, how can you be vulnerable? You're actually doing that and you're not getting committed because you're afraid. It's not because you're lustful. Some are lustful, but most of us, because we're selfish. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want it to go deeper. Because the deeper it gets, the more it hurts. Pero ganun ang pag-ibig eh. You're married to a sinner. You'll say, I do to a sinner. And so, you have to be vulnerable. Si Samson, yung lust niya, made him a slave to his passions. Sa sobrang selfish niya, naging slave siya doon. That yung thinking niya blurred na. He was not making the right decisions anymore. And verse 4, it says, after this, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. Now, this was different now from the prostitute. This one, hindi niya binayaran si Delilah. The Bible actually describes he loved Delilah. So, tinamaan ng pulso ni Samson dito. Sabi niya, now, may mga Chinese ba dito? Are there Chinese people? Can you lift up your hands if you're Chinese? You know why Samson was tempted, right? Because the girl said, Delilah, Delilah. Okay. So, Chinese, come here, all right? Delilah, Delilah. Anyway, may Chinese word na kayong alam. Alright? Mamayang gabi, gagamitin nyo sa asawa nyo. Delilah, Delilah. Delilah was actually the third woman in Samson's life. And all of the three women were relationships that Samson shouldn't get into. Bakit? Kasi mga Philistines, hindi mahal si Lord, hindi nagwa-worship kay God. And he wanted... Parang wala, may weakness siya sa mga Philistine women. Gusto niya mga bawal na relationship. Eh, importanteng malaman natin, there was a great theologian, Filipino theologian, in the 70s, I think his name is Brother RJP, who said, pagkakasala dito sa ating daigdigan kapag umibig, kung ito ay isang bawal, sa buhay ko ngayon, aking nalalasap ang magdusa sa pag-ibig na bawal. In short, mali yan eh. Magdudusa ka talaga. Now, pag kinanta mo yung buong kanta, Chinky, alam ko, memorize mo pa to. No? Theme song mo to that. Pero, ibig sabihin niya, sabi niya, pagka kinanta mo yung buong kanta, no, parang sabi niya, eh, umibig ako ng tama, kung bawal, basta pag-ibig, okay. Something like that, no? So, medyo distorted ang kanta, no? But, it's true. You will suffer the consequences of wrong relationships. Kaya nga kami, and there's a lot of singles here, maybe we're 65% singles here. I'm telling you, singles, you have a choice. Okay? Ngayon pa lang, pumili na kayo ng mabuti. Yung mga mag-asawa, no choice na yan. Okay? kayo may choice pa kayo, di ba? Now, yung mga mag-asawa, kung gusto yung maghiwalay, ang hirap din yan. That's the last recourse. That's the last to the very last of the last recourse, divorce, right? Because in a way, it's breaking covenant, though there are grounds for divorce in the Bible, but it's, you don't want to go there, right? Now, for the singles, you don't need divorce, okay? Huwag ka lang mag-text back ulit, tapos erase mo na. Tapos pag tinext ka, sabi mo, who you? Ayan, mga ganon. Ayan. Mga effective, ano yun, pangbabasted. Who you? Okay, don't call me. I'm calling Globe. I'll block your number. Parang ganon. And so what happened next? Verse 5. And the lords of the Philistine came up to her and said to her, seduce him and see where his great strength lies and by what means we may overpower him that we may bind him to humble him. Galit mga Philistines. Sabi nila, ikaw na ang ano namin. Ikaw ang makapagpasok sa puso ni Samson. Seduce him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound that one could subdue you. Grabe, no? Makamot ako ng ulo nito nung ginagawa ko itong message. Sabi ko, nabasa ko ba yung nabasa ko? Because if you look at this, the foundation of the relationship was selfishness. That is why it was full of lies. Ibig sabihin, umpisa pa lang, mali na. Si Delilah, iniisipan, nako, pag naloko ko to, may 1,100 pieces of silver ako. Kaya tingnan mo yung verse 16, no? So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound that one could subdue you. Tagalugin mo yan. Grabe, pag tinagalog mo, Samson, pakisabi kung bakit ka malakas, anong sikreto? Para maitali kita at papabugbog kita. Ba't kaya nagpapalak mo? Sounds familiar, di ba? Ibig sabihin, when I say it sounds familiar, a lot of times, we're involved in relationships like this. You know it's wrong. You know they're tricking you, but you're still there. Mali na, alam mo, may asawa na yan, papatulan mo pa, sisirahin mo yung buhay ng anak, okay lang. Tataliin ka niyan para sirahin ang buhay mo, pero siya lang nagmamahal sa akin eh. Hindi, sinisira nga buhay mo. Kung mahal ka niyan, iwasan ka niyan. Pero if it is rooted in selfishness, hindi mo makikita lahat yun. So ang taong, if you destroy marriages, there's a lot of selfishness there. Am I right? Ibig sabihin, kahit kano ka noble yung pag-ibig mo sa kanya, pag bawal yan, according to scripture, bawal yan. Kasi naninira ka ng ibang pamilya. Masama bang magmahal? Hindi. Pero sa may asawa, masama magmahal. Because you're just actually thinking about you. So, dahil sa pagiging selfish nila at saka sa lahat ng kasinungalingan, they were, hindi na nila ma-distinguish ano yung tama o mali. Eh. Di ba, papatulan mo pa ba ito pag may nag-Facebook sa'yo ng ganito? Di ba? Sabihin mo sikreto mo para taliin kita. Why would you? You know why? Because they say love is blind, no? It's not. In fact, lust is blind. Okay? That's different. Love and lust are different. Love can wait. Lust cannot. Love will say, wait for me for 3 more years. Lust will say, I'll wait for you for 3 more minutes. It means I want it now. I remember nung nigawan ko si Tammy, no, and she was in her first year of med. And her dream was to be a doctor. You know, their family's dream was for her to be a doctor. Eh, yung lolo niya, doctor din. So, in-interview ako, sabi, oh, willing ka bang antayin si Tammy ng around 7 to 10 years? Hirap na tanong, no? Sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo ako wisdom. Sabi ko, lo, nag-antay na rin ako ng 24 years. Ano pa ba yung 10 years? Yeah. Nya. Nya. Totoo. Totoo naman. Pero wag sana. Eh, wala. Nung pinakita ko yung kilay ko kay Tammy, iniwan ang medicine dreams niya. Just to be with me. Sabi ko kay Tami, buti na lang, di ka nag-doktor, no? Tingnan mo yung mga classmates mo ngayon. Grabe, aral lang aral. Will medicine love them back like I do? Now, nasaan na tayo? Ayan. Samson said to her, itong sikreto, if they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. Then the lords of the Philistine brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had men lying in ambush in an inner chamber, and she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. Grabe, setup na setup. But he snapped the bowstrings as a thread of flax snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Pati si Samson, nagsinungaling sa kanya. And this goes on, not only one time, but goes on 3 times. Then Delilah said to Samson, Behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Please tell me how you might be bound. Grabe ka, sinungaling ka, nang gagamit ka lang. Sabihin mo sa akin, paano ka taliin? Grabe, blinded na eh. Naggagamitan na sila, pero okay lang. And he said to her, if they bind me with new robes that had not been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. So Delilah took new robes. Garapala na to, no? Okay. Tapos pag-ising, oh, new robes to, ha? Okay. Sino kaya nakaisip nito? Wala naman ako sinabihan, no? Tsaka mahal ako ng girlfriend ko, hindi niya to gagawin sa akin. Di ba? Parang pag nanakawa kayo ng boyfriend nyo, tapos ninako na yung rep, sabihin, nasaan yung rep? Na-misplace ko lang. And said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson, and the man lying in ambush were in an inner chamber. But he snapped the robe off his arms like a thread. Grabe. This is how our love life may look like without the Spirit of the Lord. Pag wala si Jesus dyan, maglolokohan lang kayo at maggagamitan kayo. Ibig sabihin, hihigupin nyo lang yung isa't isa. Hirap niyan. Mahirap ang marriage na wala si Lord. Kaya kami, hindi naman KJ si Lord, no, na sinasabi niya, do not be yoked with an unbeliever. Hindi naman KJ na pag sinabi ni Lord, oh, huwag kang hirap niya, magpapakasal ka sa taong di mahal si Lord. God knows. It's hard. You have different values. You'll end up like that. It's going to be complicated. And not talking even of spiritual reasons, just the practical, physical reasons, it's already complicated. Pag pinasok mo pa yung spiritual reasons, mas matindi yung complications dyan. Love, kasi, is selfless. But lust, it's very selfish. Layo niyan. Pag makita mo dito, what's happening was, it was all full of lies because they were lusting for something. They were looking for something and they're trying to get it on their partner. Then Delilah said to Samson, until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me how you might be bound. Paulit-ulit, no? And he said to her, if you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web and fasten it tight with the pin, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. Feeling ko, hinirapan ng konti ni Samson para may duda siya. Si Delilah ba gumagawa nito sa akin? So tingnan natin ngayon, i-braid mo ang buhok ko, tapos gawin mo to, tapos ganyan. Tingnan natin kung may gagawa nga. So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of his head and wove them into the web. And she made them tight with the pin and said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin and the loom and the web. Grabe, no? Pag-gising niya, yung buhok niya talagang kung paano niya dinescribe. Yun yung ginawa. Anong sabi niya? And he pulled away the pin and the web. Alam niya na eh, no? Tindi lang, no? Parang ito pa lang. Pero anong makita mo dito? Samson is getting closer and closer to the source of his strength. That's what compromise would do. You know, married people, ingat tayo, mga compromise natin. Punta ang office, yung sekretarya mo, ang bait sa'yo. Eh, syempre, sekretarya mo yan. Buti pa sekretarya ko, pinagtitimpla ako ng kape. Trabaho niya yun. Di ba? Misis ko, ganyan. Buti pa sa office, sinasabihin ako ng girl, good job, boss. Yeah? Eh, Mr. Misis ko, wala nang sinabi, kundi,
ano ba yan? Di mo pa rin pagkagawa yung pinapagawa ko sa'yo. Tatlong buwan na yan. Yeah.
Yeah. And you start to compromise. You start to get into online porn. You know, you start to have lunch with a woman alone. And you start to share your heart to someone. Unti-unti. Mamaya, mini-message mo na sa Facebook. Yeah, mamaya, ayan na, binibigyan mo na ng regalo pag birthday niya. Pati hindi niya birthday, binibigyan mo na rin ng regalo. Yeah. Mamaya, iba na. Why? Compromise. Hindi naman yan one time, big time, biglang ganun na lang eh. Walang aksidente. Meron ko kaibigan, no? Kaibigan ko pa rin naman siya ngayon, saka naayos na. Pero dati, meron siyang fiancé. Fiancé ba? Asawa na niya yun. Eh pero pumatol siya sa isang girl. Ah, fiancé niya. Kakasal na sila. Pumatol siya sa isang girl. So nung nalaman namin, tinawagan ko, bro, ano nangyari? Sabi niya, bro, aksidente. Sabi ko, bro, hindi pwedeng aksidente yan. Hindi ibig sabihin, nag-meet kayo somewhere by accident lang. Tapos nagka-holding hands kayo by accident lang. So, makyat kayo somewhere, tapos nabuksan yung pintuan, accident lang. Pagbukas niya, tapos bigla kayo nahulog sa kama ng gano'n, tapos nagubat, accident lang. May gumawa niyan, planado yan. Don't say it's an accident. It's not an accident. It means you have a part to play when it happens. It doesn't happen like this. Loss operates and destroys, and it's rooted in selfishness. What can I get? Tindi nga, meron akong binasang libro about pornography. Sa lalaki raw nagpo-porn, talaga, it's the height of selfishness. Bakit? You're looking at a woman. Okay, all right. You're looking at a woman and you think, yeah, she can give me pleasure with nothing in exchange. It means her breast won't be the one who'll give milk to my baby. It means I want the sexual pleasures of a man, but I'll not be the father. And it's true. Think about it. Ang dami nating ginagawa, rooted dahil swapang tayo at selfish tayo. Sabi ko nga, no, marriage is an eye-opener. Now, may confession ako sa inyo. No, first year na marriage namin. Sabi ko, sa loob-loob ko lang to, hindi ko to sinabi kay Tammy, pero nasabi ko na sa kanya after 6-7 years. Sabi ko noon sa sarili ko, hindi to physical ha, sabi ko lang, blessed talaga tong si Tammy. Ako yung husband. Kasi mamahalin ko to. Nang todo-todo. Ako, sobra akong selfless. Single ako, selfless ako. Dami ko sinasabi sa utak ko. Na-test, first year ng marriage, tested. Agad. Kasi kasama mo na palagi. Eh, buntis siya noon. Tapos minsan, di ba pag buntis, minsan nauuhaw pagka madaling araw. Tapos sasabihin niya, Dennis, pingin na tubig. Gaganon yan, di ba? Sa loob-loob ko, di ba? Sa daming 2 a.m. pa. Di ba? Pwede namang 6 a.m. pag nakatulog na ako, di ba? Parang, yung sa loob ko, galit-galit ako, parang, eh, at that time, 3 floors yung bahay namin. Eh, minsan nakakalimutan namin maglagay ng tubig sa taas. So, parang, bababa ako for that, di ba? Sa loob-loob ko, may paa ka naman, ikaw na, parang, sobrang tested talaga yung heart ko. Siyempre, hindi ko sasabihin sa kanya yon. Pero paglabas ko ng kwarto, dadabog ako pababa. Palautos, di ba? Parang, buntis nga. Laki na nga nandyan, di na makababa. Pero hindi ko makita, bakit? Selfish eh. Challenge ka. Tapos ulitin niya the next night. Pero hindi niya problema niyo. Problema ng puso ko yun. Kitang-kita yung selfishness ng puso ko. De-date kami. Walang plano. Why? Eh, jahe magplano. Tatawag pa ako. Pwede naman tayo kumain lang. Diyan-diyan lang. Di ba? Why? Eh, agrabyado ako. Pag daming plano, dapat ganyan-ganyan. Di ba? Busy rin ako. Eye-opener siya eh. Na marami kang reklamo sa asawa mo. Bakit? Dahil agrabyado ka. Gusto mo siya mag-adjust sa'yo, ayaw mo mag-adjust ka. And it's rooted in selfishness. Am I right? Hindi na ako magbibigay ng examples. Baka sabihin nyo, alam ko yung kwento nyo. Now also, as you see, palapit ng palapit yung compromise ni Samson. No? Ngayon, nasa buhok na siya. Una, tie me up. Mamaya, nasa buhok na. But if you see in Delilah, there was no concern or love for Samson. Samson could not see that he was being tricked. Now, sometimes, yung iba sa atin, meron tayong ka-relationship ngayon, hindi mo naman asawa, pero you can't let go kahit alam mong niloloko ka na or wala nang patutunguhan, pero nakakapit ka doon. Tanong mo bakit? Bakit kaya? Alam ko, mga usual answer, wala nang magmamahal sa akin, siya lang nakakaintindi sa akin, siya lang ganyan, di ba? Or tanda ko na. Lahat rooted in what? Selfishness. It's about me, about me, about me. How I feel, how it might turn out to be. Yeah. Pasok mo si Lord. Bring Jesus there. Changes everything. But if it's all about you, what happens? Hindi ka makapunta sa root source ng problem, which is your heart. That only God can transform. No human person can transform your heart. Wala. So, example, addict ka sa porn, tapos feeling mo, pag nag-asawa ko, mawawala yan. Niloko mo sarili mo. Hindi mawawala yan pag nag-asawa ka. Minsan nga, mas tumitindi pa. You see, only God can transform. And one more thing, no? Pag makita mo nga, nagagamitan sila, and they actually enable each other to sin. Tandaan nyo, no? Pagdating sa relationship, lalo na for, ano ah, yung for marriage na, or kung married ka na sa spouse mo, tandaan nyo, you should not be an enabler when it comes to sin. Huwag mong tolerate yung sin. Call it out. Meron ako last week lang, no? Fresh. And actually, this was this weekend only. I made a remark, a remark that was rooted in pride. Alam nyo naman, nag-blog ako, no, about manhood and fatherhood. So, dami ko nababasa ng libro, trinatry ko apply sa pamilya namin, trying to be the best dad. Pero minsan, pumunta sa ulo mo lahat eh. Oh, ganito lang yan, ganyan lang yan, ganyan lang yan. Remember? And one time, basta may na-mention lang ako, siguro kaya ganun yung daughter niya dahil sa tatay niya. Gumanon ako. Pero alam ko, nung pagkabitaw ko nun, sabi ko, may mali doon sa sinabi ko. Pero hindi ko pa ma-pinpoint. Pero alam ko mali. Parang saan galing yun? Parang yabang nun ah. Na feeling ko, sino ako na, dahil pag ako, finalo ko yung instruction, yung lahat ng anak ko magiging sobrang bait or magiging okay pag naging dalaga and all. Alam naman natin, walang guarantees eh. So medyo tumahimik lang misis ko noon nung humirit ako ng ganyan. So after an hour, sabi niya, she called it out, sabi niya, you know, you said something this morning that disturbed me, sabi niya. So, yung sinabi ko pang ganyan, sabi niya, oo. Pero makita mo sa kanya, lungkot-lungkot din niya na nasabi ko. So nung nagpe-parenting seminar pa kami nun, wala na, hindi ko na marinig yung speaker kasi talaga yung Holy Spirit, kinukonvict ako. Grabe ka, yabang mo. Kala mo sino ka? Kasi parang kinalimutan ko na dapat si Lord lang naman talaga eh. Kasi nakakita na ako ng tatay na napakabait pero yung mga anak nila, hindi mabait. Nakakita na rin ang tatay, sobrang salbahe, yung anak sobrang bait. Anong explanation? Grace ni Lord. Di ba? So we can follow everything, but you take God out. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers will labor in vain. And I knew that remark was out of pride and it was not out of the grace of God. And so sobra akong convicted. Sabi ko sa misis ko after 5 hours, since natanggal na lahat ng pride ko, sabi ko sa kanya, God, thank you for calling that out. Alam ko, yabang noon, sabi ko. Hindi ko mga maano, parang sobra ako na break yung heart ko na nasabi ko. Parang masasabi mo yun. Yeah. Though hindi naman inano ng misis ko, nasasabi mo yun, tatiri ka. Hindi. Wala lang, simple lang eh. 10 seconds lang, oh, yung sinabi mo kanina, medyo disturbing. Yeah. And I had to repent before the Lord. she did not enable my sin and said, yeah, honey, you know, you're such a good dad. It won't happen to us. No, she did not enable. She called out a sin, the pride that was in my heart. And I thank her for that. You've got to have someone like that, especially your spouse, who can call out the sins in your life. And you better listen when they do. Now, we read a story like Samson and Delilah, and most of the time, sobrang bilis magbigay ng mga practical advice. Dapat ganito ginawa ni Samson, ito dapat ginawa ni Delilah. Ganito lang yan eh. Diba? You go here, you go here, you defense, ganun lang. Parang, pwede, dami. Sobrang daming practical tips talaga dito. Pero, this afternoon, I want us to know the heart issue. Let's go to the very root. Okay? Kasi pwede sabihin, dapat hindi nalang pumatol si Samson. Hindi na komplikado. Pero hindi yun eh. So pwede kasi, kunyari, meron kang isang relationship, hindi okay. Solution mo, i-break mo yan. O brinik mo. Pero hindi mo inayos puso niya. Saan siya pupunta? Sa susunod na maling relationship. Ay, break mo yan. Mali din yan. Ah, ganun ba? O dito ako sa isa. O, mali pa rin yan. Eh, ganun nangyari kay Samson. Tatlong babae, mali eh. Bakit? Hindi na deal yung heart. Right? So, I don't want to give steps, no, kasi hindi naman seminar to. But I want us to go to the heart and see how God addresses it in Scripture. Sabi ni Delilah. And she said to him, how can you say, now I don't know if you've used this also, I love you when your heart is not with me. You have mocked me these 3 times and you have not told me where your great strength lies. Grabe, no? Sabi ni Delilah, kung mahal mo ako, ba't mo ako niloloko? Ba't wala ako dyan sa puso mo? Di ba? Inaano niya. Pero all this time, na sinasabi niya kay Samson, sinungaling ka, her heart was full of selfishness and hatred toward Samson. You can say cheesy lines and it's still about you and not about the other person. Di ba love mo ako? Kung love mo ako, gawin natin to. Kung love mo ako, iwan mo yan. Kung love mo ako, ganyan. Grabe, no? Tawag dyan sa English, manipulation. Anong pwede kong gawin para baguhin yung utak niya so it could serve my own agenda and my own purpose? Doesn't end there. Sabi, and when she pressed him hard with her words, day after day, and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. Every time magkita sila, di mo ko love. Pagpunta sa kubeta, may lipstick sa mirror, di mo ko love. Lahat. Talagang pure, 100% organic manipulation happening here. But Samson was also manipulating Delilah because Samson just wants her for companionship. And, you know, dalawa sila nagsisinungaling sa isa't isa. Diba? So, grabe, yung foundation nila, lahat kasinungalingan at selfishness. And she vexed her day after day. How many times na pag naisip mo, we try to do things masked in love, but it's all pure manipulation. Yeah, how many times? And this doesn't just happen on one side na, oh, pag love mo ako, sex tayo, ah, kundi. It happens to Christians also. Oh, kung love mo ako, kahit hindi mo love si Lord, dapat mag-church ka, kundi wala na. Pure manipulation. It goes both ways. Now, I'm not saying di ka masisave pagka ganun, pwede rin naman, may grace naman ni Lord. But at the end of the day, what's the heart? Selfishness. Oh, pag di mo yung ginawa, di kita love. Oh, pag bagsak ka, wala kang allowance. Wawa naman, di ba? Okay, or di kita papakainin. It's all manipulation. And it happens even in parenting, not just in marriage. Galit ka sa anak mo, kulit-kulit mo, hindi naman siya makulit. Bata lang yan. Nasa mall ka, 3 oras ka na nasa shoe section, di ka makapili. Tapos lagi mo sinasabi sa anak mo, do not run. Do not go around. And ano, but mom, you're there for 3 hours. You're looking at the same shoe. Yeah. No, you're disobeying because you're running. And you're
keep on telling me you want to wee-wee. Hold it. That's why it's taking too long.
Bakit? Gusto mo siya mag-adjust sa'yo, pero ikaw mas matanda, ayaw mo mag-adjust. Di ba? Now, hindi ko sinasabi mali, no? Pero, since pinapoint out ko lang, maraming times, dinidisiplina rin natin, anak natin, hindi dahil mali sila, kundi agrabyado ka lang. Hindi yung behavior ang ina-address mo, yung selfishness mo lang, kaya gusto mo sila, gawin mo ito, gawin. Pero, bahat na yan. Gutom, nagugutom din yan. Di ba? Pag gutom nga tayo, yung behavior natin minsan, di ba, hindi mo maintindihan. Kala mo sino kang ano, pwede ka nang makapatay ng tao, di ba, pag gutom ka na. Isipin mo pag anak mo, hindi pa niya ma-process yung emotion niya, pinapalo mo dahil ganun siya. Ipaluin kita. Hindi lang. Diba? Ibig sabihin, di ba, dapat adjust tayo. Kasi dapat na ano natin yung heart. We go to the heart. Si Delilah, ang galing ng tactic eh. Punta ako sa heart ni Samson para malaman ko yung strength niya. So you can actually use this principle in both positive and negative ways. And it's dangerous if you do it in the negative way. So what happened next? And he told her all his what? Heart. And said to her, a razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me and I shall become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up again, for he has told me all his heart. Then the lord of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money into her hands. You can actually give your heart to someone and have someone complicate, manipulate, destroy, and use it. You know what an important lesson we can learn from here? It will always be a battle for our hearts at the end of the day. Nasaan ang passion mo? Sino ang passion mo? I love how one preacher said, the most valuable sex organ in our body is our heart. You get the heart, you get everything. Everything. You get the heart, you get the wallet, you get the sex organ. It's true. In both positive and negative ways, you get the heart, you get everything. You see, our heart belongs to the Lord. Okay? I hope you were clear about that. Our heart belongs to the Lord. But when we stray from Him, we make ourselves vulnerable. To whom? That's the question. Kinino ka vulnerable? Sa taong sinungaling at selfish at gagamitin ka lang? O sa taong mahal din si Lord and who will protect you and love you? Samson gave his heart to someone who wanted to exploit him and hand him over to his enemies. Let me read what the Apostle Paul said about this. No? Sabi ni Paul, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not be even named among you as proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Anong sabi ni Paul? Sabi ni Paul, may problema ka sa lust, sa impurity, sa sexual immorality. Ang sagot sa impurity, hindi pure thoughts. Ang sagot sa green jokes, hindi clean jokes. Di ba? Hadik ako sa online porn eh. Ay, sunugin mo yung laptop mo. Hindi pwede. Di ba? Eh, pag billboard sa EDSA, nagfa-fall talaga ako. Ay, mag-drive ka, nakapikit mata mo. Hindi pwede, di ba? Ibig sabihin, may mga bagay, dapat alam mo yung pinaka-root eh, para ma-overcome mo. No, hindi ibig sabihin, tititigan mo yan, titest mo yung heart mo, hindi naman ganun. No? Pero ano sabi ni Paul? The way to fight sexual immorality and lust, and even selfishness, he says, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. What does that mean? Sabi ni Paul, kung ikaw may struggle ka dyan, labanan mo by being content with what you have and thank God because you have everything that you need in Christ already. contentment. Kontento ka, may asawa ka. Kontento ka na may Lord ka. Alam mo, lahat tayo, creatures of pleasure. Tawag nila hedonist. Ang tao daw, hedonistic. Ibig sabihin, kahit hindi mo ituro ang pleasure, maghahanap yan ng pleasure. Ang tanong, naniniwala pala ako doon 100%. We're all hedonists. Ang tanong, saan mo nakukuha ang pleasure mo? Yung iba nakukuha sa babae, sa sex, sa pagkain, sa laruan, di ba? Saan ba? Sa fame, di ba? Sa vanity, sa aso. Yung iba kay Lord. Now, anong problema sa lahat? Lahat nung na-mention ko, except si Lord, can never fill you up like how Christ can fill you up. Only the Lord can fill you up and transform you. And that's where you have to go and say, God, you are my satisfaction. Sabi ni John Piper, no? God is most glorified in me when I am most satisfied in Him. When the source of my pleasure is God, God is most glorified. Kita ng tao eh. Wow, kay Lord siya kumukuha ng lakas, ng identity. Then the Lord is glorified when I'm most satisfied in Him. He says, this is the motor that drives my ministry as a pastor. It affects everything that I do. You see, once you start putting your satisfaction and pleasure in Christ, it will affect everything that you do. Ibig sabihin, nagiging automatic. I do this not for the glory of man, but for the glory of God. I do this not for the applause of man, but for the applause of God. I only have one audience, and it's God. I love my wife not because of my wife, but because of God. That's why when we fight, I can still love her because I'm not performing for her. I'm doing this for God. And you know what God would say? You actually don't need to perform. I'm satisfied because you found your satisfaction in me. Let me end with this. Sabi, so pinatulog ni Delilah si Samson and started cutting off, shaving off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him and his strength left him. Tindi, no? Habang ginugupitan siya, pinagmumura na siya ni Delilah, tinotorment na siya. Siguro pinagsasambal-sambal na siya kasi wala nang lakas eh. Kasi alam ni Delilah, ito na to. Kukuha ko na yung pera ko. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as the other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. You know, I want to end with this question. How involved is the Lord in your love life? Isa sa mga stage na dapat kinakatakutan natin is if the Lord has left us. Ibig sabihin, sa sobrang tigas ng puso mo, kahit anong sabi ng tao and how obvious it is and how even the preaching of the word would not affect you and the scriptures would not affect you, ay, nako. That's the worst thing that could ever happen to you and you won't even know that it's the worst thing that could ever happen to you because your heart is so callous. Sabihin, pwedeng nandito ka, you're living in sin for the last 10 years and we're addressing it for the last 10 years. Exaggerate, no? Pero last 10 years, yun din yung topic. Pero hindi ka apektado. Kaupo ka lang. Tama nga siya. No? Tama siya. So uwi kang, wala kang gagawin. Kasi hindi mo alam ikaw na yun. Yun ang nakakatakot. Hindi ka na nakokonvict. May callousness na ng heart. The Spirit of the Lord has left him. That's why there was no mention of the Spirit of the Lord in Samson's life at that time. How involved is the Lord in your love life? Kwento lang, no? I have 3 minutes left. I received a call one early morning, first time in my pastoral ministry, to receive a call at around 4 a.m. And a couple was fighting and they were shouting on the phone, you know, let's get divorced, I don't want anymore, I'm giving up. So they kept on shouting at each other. You could hear, it. Parang may demon possession na nangyari, no? They were shouting at each other and they said, Pastor, whatever your decision is, we'll follow. If you say divorce, divorce. Sabi ko, ba? Pinasa pa sa akin yung burden? Di ba? Natutulog ako. Ano bang alam ko sa away nyo? No? Tinawagan nyo lang ako. Ako pa yung tinawagan nyo. Sana si Pastor Larry na lang. And I said, you know what? And here's the background of the story. Since that night, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., they've been fighting till 4, 5 a.m. Kasi do not daw, ano, settle your arguments before the sun goes down, di ba? So, hindi talaga sila natulog. So, puyat na puyat sila at lalo sila nag-away. So, sabi ko, pwede rin kayong matulog muna. Tapos, pag tulog nyo, pag gising nyo, pwedeng, ito lang, just a thought. Di ba sabi nyo, Christians kayo? At alam ko nung nag-usap tayo, gusto nyo si Jesus sa marriage nyo? Tama, tama. Ganito. Since in-invite nyo si Jesus sa marriage nyo nung nagpakasal kayo, pwedeng invite nyo rin si Jesus pag magdi-divorce na kayo. Lagay nyo muna si Jesus sa usapan before you go through divorce. Okay lang ba? So kung magdi-divorce kayo, ask for Jesus' blessing for the divorce. Okay? So you sleep, you pray, then you ask Jesus, and then we'll see what will happen. So natulog muna sila. So nakatanggap ata ako ng tawag around 4 p.m. na. Pagtawag, sabi nung other line, Pastor! So, bakit? Okay na kami. Oh, ano nangyari? Yun, natulog muna kami. So, laking tulong ng tulog, no? Okay. Regalo din ni Lord yun yung sleep. So, nag-usap kami kung paano nga ma-involve si Jesus dito sa divorce namin. Tapos nalaman namin, ayaw pala ni Lord yun. Last recourse yun. Last to the very last of the last recourse. So, ayun. We kiss and make up, literally. Okay. Too graphic. Okay, but now they're strong in their marriage, and they're in church, and they're making disciples. Why? Jesus is there. Huwag niyong tanggalin si Lord. Huwag kayong mag-desisyon at the height of the emotion. Kasi wala si Jesus doon. Emotions yun lang yun. Diba? Eh, pag emotions natin, most likely selfishness yung selfish ang decision na gagawin natin. Whether we're too happy or too sad, it will always be about us. And so, what happened next was this, no? Kala mo ending na, no? Lungkot, tinanggal yung mata ni Samson, kalbo siya, work in a dungeon sa milling ground, no? Iniikot siya. One time, nagkaroon ng party yung hari, sabi nila, hindi pa dumarating yung entertainers natin, sino gusto nyo mag-entertain? Lahat sila, Samson. Labas yun si Samson para pagtawa na natin. Tingnan natin kung malakas pa siya. Wala nang buhok yan. Wala pang mata. So, inakit nila si Samson. Pakit ni Samson, pagod na pagod si Samson, galing sa drama. They mocked him. And then, he was so tired, he rested on a pillar. And then, he made the prayer. Sabi niya, Lord, di ba yung purpose ko? Kaya mo ako dinala dito is to destroy the works of the Philistines. Lord, one last time, give me your strength. So that I could destroy the Philistines. And he put both of his hands in the foundations of the temple. And the temple collapsed, destroying and killing more Philistines than ever in his entire life. Now, what can we learn from this? Alam nyo, baka tulad tayo ni Samson, dami na nating maling ginawa. Lahat nata ng kasalanan, graduate nyo na. Di ba? Masteral degree na kayo. Pagdating sa complications sa relationship. Maybe you've committed adultery. Maybe you're addicted to porn. Maybe you're finding your satisfaction in something else. And I know there's a lot of mistakes you've done. You married a guy who's now, you know, cheating around and you don't know how. Komplikado lang talaga, no? Parang si Samson. Pero at the end of the day, alam mo anong lesson dito? Lesson dito may redemption eh, pag naki Lord. Now, alam ko si Samson namatay, no? Now, hindi lang ibig sabihin, papatayin ka rin ni Lord para may redemption, no? Or papatayin niya yung nanloko sa'yo. But really, if you look at the story, it's about God giving you not just a second chance, but a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth chance, seven, up to 777 times or whatever. It means, ganun si Lord eh. There's still hope. Don't give up. Don't give up on your marriage. There's still hope. Habang buhay pa yan, at nakokonsensya pa yan, hindi pa kalos yung heart niyan, may hope pa yan. The reason you're all here today, it's not an accident. God wants you to hear this. Maybe you're single, you've lost your virginity, and you're saying, man, the biggest mistake of my life. You know, God can give you a second chance. Doesn't mean you've lost it. you'll have a miserable marriage. It's not. Yun yung grace ni Lord. Yun yung hindi natin maintindihan. Kahit na dami nating maling ginawa, andiyan pa rin si Lord giving us new mercies every morning. And I do hope we'll put our hope in the Lord. Na talagang na kay Lord tayo, yung pleasure ko, satisfaction ko, mahanap ko kay Lord. Lord, that you'll be involved in my marriage and in my love life. Can we just all bow down our heads and pray? Father, we come to you this afternoon, Lord, and we thank you for the life of Samson and Delilah. Lord, we know na inalaw mo rin tong love story sa Bible in spite of all the flaws and the sin that was committed to show how complicated our love life could be if the Spirit of the Lord is not upon us. Lord, if we make selfishness the root of our decisions and of our actions, it gets really, really complicated. So I pray today, Lord, that even as Christ loved the church by dying for us while we were still sinners, while we had nothing to offer, you've started a covenant with us. And Lord, just like Samson, niredeem mo siya the very end of his life. And Lord, I pray, God, just for those people who've made mistakes, big mistakes on our relationships, whether it be in our marriage, in our boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, in our engagements. I do pray, God, that there would be, Lord, that they would experience the new mercies of God every morning. Lord, na makita namin na ikaw yung Lord ng love life namin. Lord, that we don't need to write our own love story. You could be the author of our love life. And Lord, I do pray, God, na ma-deal din namin yung pinaka-root ng problema namin, which is selfishness. So kung anumang manifestations of selfishness, I pray, Lord, that you would deal with it. Lord, that instead, Lord, of so many practical things to do, may we go back to the heart and let there be thanksgiving. Lord, na maging contento kami kung nasan kami ngayon dahil meron kaming Jesus. We could look to you as our source of strength, our source of love, our source of acceptance, our source of identity. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, because you made yourself available to us. Because we're needy, we're weak, and we're helpless apart from you. So I pray, God, for our marriages, for our relationships, specifically our romantic relationships. I pray, Lord, that you will bless it. Lord, bless it, Lord, by us looking to you as our source. Thank you, Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.